Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Do you wash your feet in the shower? This has been an ongoing debate here on Amber and Tanner in the Morning for the better part of 2 years. So yesterday, I was barefoot outside, so I had like mud and dirt all over my feet. I was in the shower, and I was scrubbing my feet, thinking about our many, many conversations over this. So, Tanner, you don't wash your feet
No.
in the shower. Is that all the time, even in the situation that I was in?
Well, I mean, if there's a bunch of stuff on it, maybe. But I also don't go barefoot outside ever.
The maybe?
Ever.
You don't, like, I don't even barefoot?
I don't even really wash my legs in the shower.
Feeling the grass and the dirt between your toes?
Not for me.
Is it a Southern thing? I don't know.
I think it's just maybe a lifestyle thing. Like, the way I do it, like, I wash my upper body.
Okay.
And then all the suds and stuff goes down to my legs and my feet, so I figure, hey, I don't need to do it.
But it's not actually physically getting anything off. Like, that's my point.
Yeah.
That I'm trying to make. But you think you're clean, right?
Yeah.
You feel clean.
I mean, I see the suds going between my leg hairs. I think it's okay.
Well, I was curious how the other world, the other people of the world feels about this, and asked on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the Morning, do you wash your feet? Tanner, what are the results?
80% of people said yes, while 20% of people said no.
Okay, I did some more in-depth research on this poll, and according to the poll, more men said no. So what is wrong with y'all? Are y'all just okay with having grocery store feet?
What's wrong with us? What's wrong with you having to go in between your toes every single time going out and outside and getting? I mean, they're not that gross. They're not that dirty. So why do I have to scrub
feet
them?
Feet are the grossest thing on the planet.
Maybe your feet, not my feet.
Your feet definitely are grosser than mine, considering I scrub, I lather, I get in between everything. I'm a cleanly person.
I'm a reasonably cleanly person, too. I just don't see the need to, you know, grab a sander and sand everything down every time I go in the shower.
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Got a debate going here on ATM. I wash my feet in the shower. Tanner, you do not?
I don't. I let the suds do the work. And I don't go in there and scrub.
All right. What do you think? Should you wash your feet in the shower? Yes or no?
6361-HOP, call us right now.
This is Homer. Hey, Tanner, I can't believe what you just said.
What?
You said yourself, when you're in the shower, you lather up, everything runs downward, right?
Yeah.
Think of this, brother. Do you sweat?
I mean, I'm not rolling around with the stinkiest feet in the game, but, you know,
do
yeah.
Do you sweat?
Yeah, but the suds and everything goes
okay.
down and clears
when
it out.
When you sweat, water comes out of your body, right?
Yeah.
And when you take out some dirt that's on the upper part of the body, it washes downward.
I still think my point stands, Homer. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Dude, you're absolutely wrong. I am a man, and I wash my feet. I wash in between the toes because I sweat. I work. I sweat.
Yeah, even if I don't, like, work hard or sweat, my feet are still stinky. So
maybe y'all got...
I'm on your side, Amber, 100%.
Maybe y'all got these stinky feet that I just, like, am blessed that I don't have.
That's a lie.
Hey, Tanner.
Everybody
Tanner,
has stinky feet.
You're a single man.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You have what's called nose blindness. No one smell it if they did smell bad because you live with it.
Well, you know, even when I was in a relationship, I've never received any complaints about my feet. I got the cleanest feet in the game, Homer.
I don't believe it, Tanner.
You want to come smell
I'm
my
sorry,
feet?
I'm 100% with Amber this time.
If you want to do a sniff test, Homer, I promise they're not gross.
I would not want to be the one to find out.
Me either. We'll just take his word for it, right, Homer?
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
When did you order something online and you had some sort of mishap, something went wrong? I ordered sushi for curbside delivery for Santa Rosa, what I thought was Santa Rosa, but I had to drive all the way to Petaluma, and it was a whole thing yesterday. I spent half my day doing this.
That's such a Tanner thing to happen.
Right.
Looks like we got a message from Isaac from Petaluma on Instagram. Tanner, what did Isaac say?
He said, I have a bad habit of not checking the size of shirts when I buy them on Amazon. I'm a big dude, and I definitely can't fit into a small.
Oh, no. Poor you got a
Isaac.
Small. Amazon. You never really know what's going to come when you order from Amazon sometimes.
Ain't that the truth? Well, we want to get you on the phones and hear your stories. When did you order something online and it didn't come out the way you expected?
636-1-HOP.
Carol from Hillsburg. So I did it twice at Christmas this year. I ordered Oakleys for my husband for Christmas, and I ordered 3 pairs.
On accident?
And Oakleys are not returnable.
They're also expensive.
So I paid for 3 pairs, so I have 2 extras now. So my husband has extras and he, needs another pair. But I also did it with Bob Boots for my son. Mm-hmm. And I thought they sent me an extra pair by accident. I called them to tell them. And they're like, no, you paid for 2 pairs.
Oh, man.
Those ones I could send back. But, I'm like, I have never been a big online ordering person. But because of COVID, I was like, I'm going to order online. And then ended up paying out all this extra money. So
I feel you.
All right, I got to be more careful.
I am always messing stuff up all the time. And, like, with those Oakleys, like, what are you going to do? Like, put them on your dog or something?
Yeah.
I know.
It's Jeff from Runner Park again. Hey, I did a Christmas stocking for my daughter a few years ago.
Yeah.
And her last name is Murray, and it came Murr. The last Y was R. And I gave it to her. My wife tried to get me to make another one. I said, $30. I said, I'm not doing it. I gave it to her with the wrong R.
That's hilarious.
And she still uses it.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's #1 morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Right now we're asking, do you think social media is more of a good thing or more of a bad thing? We took a poll on our Instagram last night at Amber and Tanner in the morning, and 72% of people said it was more of a bad thing than a good thing. And I asked because I've been feeling lately that social media is kind of detrimental to my mental health. But Tanner, I know that you're an advocate for social media.
I love it.
You've done so much for the show on Facebook and Instagram. So what are some good things you see in social media?
Well, to start, I do want to say I understand the negativity. I was a kid that was cyberbullied when I was a preteen on the internet.
Right.
I understand that people can be so negative on social media. I totally get that. But I think overall, I think we understand our world on such a bigger scale because of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. I think people are able to reconnect with loved ones. People are able to find love. People are able to connect to a level they've never been. And I think it's a big reason why our show is successful. So for that, I love social media.
Right. Well, I think that a lot of people that are saying, social media is a bad thing, they're still on social media. So we can't seem to get away from it. And it's just this vessel that allows people to project their negativity and project their hate. And, and I hate that. I hate that for them. And I feel sorry for people who, do those things on the internet. But I would love to hear from you. We want to hear your perspective on this. Do you think social media is more of a bad thing or a good thing?
Give us a call right now, 636-1-HOT.
Jeff from Warner Park, good morning, Amber. Good morning, Tanner. And you know what? Social media is driving the world crazy.
You think so? Why?
Because everybody criticizes everybody else, but they don't even look at themselves. So they're always criticizing others, and others are criticizing them, and nobody's being positive. Everybody's just breaking everybody down.
Jeff, do you think that's solely because of social media, or do you think we were doing that even before social media?
I think everybody talked to themselves, but they didn't talk to everybody else, and now it's all getting out. I think haters be haters no matter what.
I love that, Jeff. Let them haters hate, man, because they're going to be haters no matter it's on Facebook, on Instagram, or if it's talking to their mamas.
Hey, remember, people are giving you negative responses and negative thoughts. That's just because they have so much negative in their life, they can't be positive.
Do you think the pandemic's made it worse?
I think the pandemic's made everything worse.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What is a strange thing that you found in your couch or in between your couch cushions? Want to hear from you right now.
Call us at 6361-HOP. Again, 6361-467.
This is Tyler from Santa Rosa. Yeah, I mean, there was a time when I was lying on my couch, and it had felt uncomfortable for a little while, and I flipped over the big cushion there, and I found the last Harry Potter book, and it was missing, and I guess that explained where it was.
Oh,
that's wild.
Okay, that explains it.
That's a big book. So, you'll never believe this, but I promise it's absolutely 100% true. I was just like fluffing my couch yesterday, like making it feel all nice. I took my cushions off and I found my birth certificate.
Who was it doing there?
Maybe a part of me was like, it's safe here underneath my couch. Nobody's going to look here, but I'm not kidding. I opened up my couch and I found my birth certificate. And honestly, I was looking for it.
Was it destroyed or was it okay?
No, it was in a nice little folder. It was maybe a little, some creases here and there, but it was pretty safe for the most part.
Okay.
So I guess if you ever want to, you know, steal my identity, I guess you can just go in my couch.
I'll just look in there.
Easy enough.
You're like the big comfy couch. Remember that show, the kids show?
Yes.
The clown? Just kept pulling random stuff out of their couch.
See, the thing is, too, is that I have an absolute safe place for all that kind of stuff, but for some reason, I thought my couch worked.
I guess. Who would think to check there for your birth certificate? Not me.
Not even me. Have you found anything weird in like a couch or a chair or something like that, Amber?
Does a snake named Homer count? Because he got stuck in the chair once at my house. My cousin Steven brought a snake over, and he went missing, and we found him in the chair.
Oh, my God.
In the chair.
It's no place. Poor Homer the snake.
Yeah, it was bad news.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. What is a strange thing you found in between your couch cushions?
Janelle from Pengrove says, I found a retainer in my couch. I didn't have a retainer, nor did I have kids yet.
How did it get there? We'll never know.
It's terrifying.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Do you think introverted people are more successful or work harder than introverts? We took a poll on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning. Tanner, what are the results?
11% of people said yes, that extroverted people are more successful and hardworking, and 89% of people said no, that is not the case.
This comes from a Facebook post that I saw on my Facebook feed. Someone said, it was implied to me at work today that I don't work as hard as others because I'm not outspoken and introverted. And I immediately commented on it and I said, that is so untrue. If you want to read the full post, it's up on our Instagram story right now, again, at Amber and Tanner in the morning. But I know so many introverted people that are so successful and work very hard. And it's just, I personally don't think it's true, but I want to know why people said yes.
I think it's not necessarily the hardworking aspect. In my personal opinion, I think that sometimes extroverted people can be bigger advocates for themselves. They're telling people what they're doing all the time.
That makes sense.
So it kind of creates the idea that they're doing all this stuff when maybe someone that's introverted might be doing way more than them.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. Totally. So, Tanner, you say that you're an introverted person.
I think I've turned into a little bit of an extrovert since I moved to Sonoma County.
I mean, you were pretty successful during the introverted phase.
Yeah.
So you think that, what do you think?
I think introverted people, as long as they're an advocate for themselves, they will be successful. I think there's a fine line where you don't like speak up for yourself, where, you know, when I was a kid, I was like that. But as I blossomed into adulthood, that was a big thing for me. It's speak up for yourself.
Well, I know so many introverted people that are still confident.
Yeah.
They just don't want to deal with other people.
Yeah, I hate the idea that people believe that just because you're an introverted person, you're not confident.
Yeah,
that's not the case at all.
Exactly. Yeah. It just has a whole different meaning, I believe.
Amber Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
Amber, you are engaged. You have that ring on your finger.
As far as I know, yeah.
And coming in the next year or so, or whenever you decide, you're going to be getting married.
If I decide to. No, just kidding. Yeah. Haven't set a date yet, but it'll happen and there will be a wedding.
So when that wedding happens, some people might be saying some kind of strange and annoying things to you.
Sure.
And so I found a study of the top five most common, annoying, or completely crazy things that your wedding guests are going to say to you.
Okay.
At number five, it's, "Welcome to the club. Now we can be miserable together."
What?
I'm not kidding. These are the most popular things said to the bride and the groom.
That's so negative and,
right?
and foreboding.
Number four, it's, "You probably already missed the single life, huh?"
Who would say that?
At number three, "I always thought you'd end up with blank." It's pretty negative for the most part, right?
If someone said that to my fiance at my wedding, I'd throw hands.
At number two, "How's the old ball and chain?"
Is that me? I'm the old ball and chain?
Cole, your fiance could be the ball and chain, or could
He's
be you.
He's the ball and chain.
And the number one thing that you're going to roll your eyes at when someone says this to you on your wedding day is, "So when are you guys having kids?"
I'm just going to say, I am a child. So that's going to be my answer to that.
Just wanted to prepare you a little bit. You're probably going to have
thanks.
To field some awkward questions.
Yeah, I'll prepare myself.
Yeah, on your most special day ever. So we asked you on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning, what's the most annoying thing someone said to you on your wedding day?
Got a comment from Dawn from Sonoma. She said, "Someone said to her, 'Y'all are so young. I hope you can make it work.' Joke's on them. We celebrated our 32nd anniversary 4 months ago."
Congratulations.
And I hope I can do the same thing, Dawn.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What's the best or maybe, you know, worst thing you found thrown away? At my apartment complex, people are always leaving goodies by the dumpster. And there has been this perfectly functional, nice chest of drawers right outside the dumpster. And I'm like, I don't need it, but I feel like it's a treasure and I should grab it and maybe resell it or something.
Like, I bet someone grabbed it.
Eventually, I think someone will, or yeah. They'll just take it to the dump, which is sad. But, you know, I know a lot of people have found some hidden gems in the trash. Tanner, what have you found before?
When my mom first got divorced, she moved into an apartment and she furnished her entire apartment all stuff from the apartment dumpster. I'm not even kidding.
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, we didn't have a lot of money back then. She was like, you know what? A couch is a couch. We'll shampoo it, make it nice. And she had it for like 10 years.
That's awesome.
And people are doing that in apartments all the time. They do it so much in my apartment, there's actually a policy where we can't throw anything away in the dumpster that's not garbage.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for telling me that. It's a good little tidbit. We asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Getting some great messages. Best finds you have found in the dumpster or thrown away.
Clint from Sonoma said, "When I was a kid, my dad worked for a company that hauled away dumpsters and at one point found an old alto sax complete in the box. Ended up playing it for 4 years up until high school."
Vicky from Runner Park said, "My dad was a trash man when I was growing up. He would always bring cool stuff home to us. The two best ones that I can think of was a brand new BMX bike and 20 Nintendo 64 games." That's awesome.
Who's throwing away a brand new BMX bike? Mike from Santa Rosa said, "In the 80s, I picked up a number of Philips color TVs. I had a few, so fixing them was just a question of swapping a few parts, and then I sold them cheaply or gave them away to fellow students."
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Late last week, we were talking on the show about how we're early and late people. I am an extreme early person. And Amber, you were talking about how you're only kind of a late person.
Biggest lie I've ever told.
Only kind of. Yeah, you're a big liar.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I know that. We went to a friend's house at 3 o'clock for a barbecue yesterday, and I made a conscious effort not to show up 30 minutes early. And it was hard, not going to lie. And I said when I got there like 3:05, and I was already panicking. I said, I'm going to wait in my car until Amber gets here. because I imagine if I'm making an effort to be not an early person, you're going to make an effort to not be a late person.
Well, I did get a text that said, are you on your way?
Yeah.
And I was.
That was at 3:20.
But.
That was at 3:20. And so I'm sitting in my car for 20 minutes just hanging out.
Why didn't you just go in?
I wanted to put it your lateness to the test.
That's not what was happening. I think you were nervous.
Maybe a little bit. But I was sitting there, and I texted you. He goes, wait, we forgot the cooler. And
then
you
forgot the cooler.
Went back, and I went, you want to forget this. I'm going inside. And
yeah.
You didn't get there till like 35 minutes after the event was supposed to start.
The event.
The event.
We were over there all day.
I'm just saying.
The event.
You can't call yourself a little bit of a late person now when you're showing up 35 minutes late to something.
You're right. Except this wasn't my fault.
Okay.
My fiance wanted to go to Cooperage, which is a brewery, local brewery, at noon, wouldn't get out of bed. Then at 2:30, I told him we needed to leave to head over to our coworker's house, and he ordered another beer.
Well,
isn't that rude?
You can't say it's completely his fault. You both are just late people.
I am a chronically late person,
yeah.
But Tanner should have gone in.
Should I have gone in?
Should have just gone in.
Should I just kept being weird and by myself in my car? You make the call right now.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I was out yesterday, in case you didn't know. It was due to like complications from an allergic reaction. I'm totally fine today. Doctor said it would go away in 24 hours. Woke up today feeling great. But it made me think I actually had to miss a lot of school growing up because I was so grossly sick all the time.
Yeah.
I had terrible allergies. Couldn't breathe. It was disgusting. But one thing I regret missing from school was a field trip to the goat farm. I was so upset. My parents were like, no, you can't go. Your face is literally the size of a balloon. I was like, but the goats.
Was it so that bad?
Yeah, I used to just like be really red. My face would kind of like swell up a little bit. And it was pretty, it stunk.
Yeah.
You know, I missed a lot of things growing up in school. So I'm curious, what's something you regret missing because you were sick or not feeling well? Could be anything.
You just brought back such a specific memory in my mind.
I'm so sorry.
I was so excited to go to the zoo, and I think it was second grade, and I've been waiting weeks because they got tigers. I was on the bus, and I threw up on the bus. But I threw up in a bag, and I would have gotten away with it if someone didn't call me out and go, Tanner threw up! I still resent...
She's probably worried about you.
I still resent that person to this day.
She didn't know. She didn't know you wanted to go to the zoo that bad.
Well, she ruined it.
All right. Someone's holding a grudge. So we asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner the morning. What's something you regret missing because you were sick or not feeling well?
Elena from Santa Rosa said, I missed a funeral last year because I was in labor.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. But labor is, you can't control that, I assume. So,
right.
Rich from Roanoke Park says, I missed a Joe Diffie concert due to getting my tonsils out. Oh,
oh
no.
Man. I would have still went. Tonsils out and everything. Just been like, what? Prop me upside the jukebox. Jen from Santa Rosa said, I got super sick and missed the field trip to Angel Island. Still have never been, and I'm bummed about it.
All right, I've got an idea. We're all the Froggy staff, we're going to Angel Island and then the goat farm.
Perfect.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I was going southbound on the 101 yesterday, and I looked over and I saw a guy in a Tesla reading a book, a chapter book, like a Stephen King novel. And this isn't the first time I've seen this, by the way. When I was 16, I went to San Francisco and saw someone reading a book, and I was flabbergasted. And it happened again when I understand that Tesla's like
drive themselves.
Yeah, but still, even if I had a car that drove itself, which I'll probably never be able to afford, I still wouldn't read a dang book on the 101.
I've seen people do some crazy stuff, like on the phone, on their laptop, eating like a sandwich. Like, how are you doing that? In like a Ford Ranger. Not a Tesla,
yeah.
Even.
Like, just pull over and do what you need to do. If you need to get in that last chapter, get in your last chapter. If you need to eat that sandwich, eat your sandwich on the side of the road.
I mean, I get it. In today's society, it's like work, 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 work. And there's really not a lot of downtime. But if you're working in your car, you need a new job. You need a new job.
Want to hear from you right now. What is the most distracted driver you have ever seen? Give us a call right now, 636-1-HOP.
Right now on the line, we have Daryl from Roanoke Park. Hey, Daryl, what'd you see?
I saw a girl driving, and she had her foot on the dash, and she was painting her toenails. My wife has trouble painting them when she's sitting in a chair.
Right.
Now this girl is doing it driving down the road.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Do you have to listen to music while driving or no? I told my fiance Cole recently that sometimes I just drive in silence. Literally drove in silence on the way to work today. Just to process things and maybe think about the show, things I wanted to talk about. And he said that's weird. He said he has to listen to music.
I'm the exact same way as your fiance.
Yeah?
I go crazy in silence. I dated someone that was a lot like you that had silent drives, and oh my gosh, it would drive me nuts.
If I listen to music, I get too focused on the music, and sometimes I do want to do that, but sometimes I just like want to process my day and think about things and not have that distraction.
That's cool.
But apparently, I'm like one of very few people, because according to a new study, 80% of people under 30 say it would just be really hard for them to drive without music. It'd be completely impossible. And a lot of those people prefer fast-paced music on the way to work. So is that something you listen to on the way to work, fast-paced music?
Yeah, typically on the way to work. You know, I'm not just saying this because I'm on Froggy 92.9. I listen to Cody Allen on my way in.
Yeah.
I really like his show. I really like what he does. Because if I drive in silence, not only will I drive myself crazy, but I'll start to think that something's wrong with my car. I'll like listen to my car, make sure it's like running properly.
Yeah,
and I'll
I've
be like,
done that before.
And I'll be like, man, do I need like some more oil? Like, and then I'm like, my car's gonna break down. And then that's just the way my brain works.
Oh man, well, we want to hear from you. Do you absolutely have to listen to music on your way to work, or do you drive in silence?
6361-HOP, call us right now.
Brian from Windsor, definitely have to have music. If not, you're gonna sit there and go stir.
You think so?
You gotta have that thing to keep your mind occupied.
Or else,
enjoy your drive.
Your brain is gonna specifically wonder. Maybe you'll get some anxiety.
Oh yeah.
And you welcome
the
it.
The drive's supposed to be peaceful, and you're supposed to enjoy it.
And you always listen to Amber and Tanner in the morning, right?
Oh yes, sir.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner. Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
What are your roommate horror stories? I'm considering, I'm not even joking, getting a roommate. And it's been a long time since I've had like a real roommate that I wasn't in a relationship with. And I feel a little weird about it. I feel a little bit uncomfortable with it.
Why?
Well, I don't know anybody. This would be a roommate that I'm not like friends with, don't know anywhere, probably meet them online.
What are your biggest concerns about having a roommate?
My privacy.
Yeah?
I don't want someone all up in my business all the dang time, you know? And another big thing for me is like, I mean, I'm kind of a hermit when I'm at home. I'm really a homebody. And I just don't want like a bunch of people over and stuff like that, because I've had roommates in the past that have like 10 people over randomly
when
I'm just trying to hang out and relax.
Okay. Yeah. Understandable, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had like a horrible roommate? Do you have a roommate horror story?
Yeah, absolutely. I had two roommates in college. We had to share one bathroom, and it was absolutely a disaster.
Oh, I bet.
And mostly it's because these two girls I live with had parties until like 5 a.m. and I always had to get up and go to work super early, so I never got any sleep. And they also threw my wet laundry on the floor.
That's messed up. Can't forgive them for that.
Yeah, I moved out.
That's a big thing, because we work such, you know, strange hours, being the morning show here at Froggy 92.9. That's what I'm a little bit freaked out about.
Not everyone's conscious of that, so I totally understand your concerns.
But we asked you on Instagram, you can be anonymous, what are your roommate horror stories? And this is what you said.
Anonymous number one says, my roommate was caught cheating with my boyfriend by her boyfriend in our apartment. Oh my gosh.
Gosh. Anonymous number two says, she used my large stock pot as a mop bucket because our mop bucket broke.
Oh my gosh. And this person that we're calling anonymous number three said, my roommate used to never wash his dishes. He would just reuse them over and over again, moldy coffee cups and all. That kind of sounds like you, though.
Want to hear from you right now. What are your roommate horror stories?
Call us 6361-HOP.
On the line is Brittany from Petaluma. Hey, Brittany.
Oh, yeah. I've actually had quite a few roommates just because of them not working out very well. My first roommate, she would, whenever I would leave, she would wear my clothes and then post pictures of herself on Facebook wearing my clothes and then would never admit to doing so, even though I had that evidence.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
What is something that you should always keep in your car no matter what? A few people reaching out to us on Facebook right now. Facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Ray from Sebastopol says you should always have jumpers and oil.
Denise from Clear Lake says, I always make sure to have snacks.
Ooh, snacks.
Yeah, you always got to have those snacks on deck. According to a brand new survey, 1/3 of people say their cars are so full of stuff, they don't have any room for passengers. 1/3 of us? 1/3 of us.
Sounds familiar.
Who, me?
I don't know.
Dude, my car is an absolute train wreck all the dang time.
Well, we went to get Starbucks the other day, and I opened the door, and you're like, hey, oh, sorry. I had to move like a bunch of stuff out of the seat.
Anytime someone jumps in my car, I have to do that. Survey also found that 90% of people haven't cleaned their car in the past 3 months, and 10% don't even remember the last time they cleaned it. I am in that 10%. I am awful about it.
Oh, my gosh. And it's okay.
Especially if you think my passenger seat is bad. Thankfully, you know, not a lot of people have been in my backseat where I just toss stuff over my shoulder all the dang time.
I'll never forget the plate.
Yeah.
There's a plate with some sort of like jelly on it back there for like a month. But you know what? You're on the go so much. I get it.
Yeah, but I think I could do better. I'm pretty gross. Like anytime I'm in your car, I like sit there. I'm like, man, this is how my car should be. I got to clean up. I got to get it together, sister.
I'll give you some tips.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How often do you clean your car, and what is something that you always keep with you in your car?
I try to clean it every single day.
Nice.
Like, just pick up after myself and wipe down the dashboard. Someone caught me cleaning it in the parking lot 2 days ago. So I think you should always keep a towel in the back.
That's
somewhere.
Smart.
In case you get wet or, you know, you spill something or it gets cold and you can use it as a blanket. It's so versatile.
Speaking of cold, I'm going to throw in the thing I always keep in my car is a jacket. Always have a jacket.
So smart.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
When did self-care or beauty become hazardous for you? I was using my Hot Tools styling device yesterday, and I just went a little too forward with it, and I burned my ear, and I heard it sizzle.
Ugh.
It hurts so bad. It hurts to wear my headphones right now.
It's that bad?
You
Can I take a look
it?
At it?
Okay, I'm taking my headphones off. Do you see it right
oh,
now?
Oh, man, your ear looks like bacon.
Looks
just kidding. It's
crispy.
Not that bad.
It's pretty crispy.
It looks painful.
But you know what? Beauty, self-care, it can be painful sometimes.
Yeah.
So if you've been getting ready, Tanner, or doing anything like this, have you injured yourself?
Well, this brought up a story. Do you know those, like, blackhead suckers?
Yeah.
Those things that, like, you put to your face and it sucks them out? I had an ex-girlfriend that had one of them. She really wanted to, like, do it to me because apparently I have a bunch of them. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know what happened, but it looked like I got in a bar fight afterwards because my whole face was bruised. People are like, man, did you get in a scuffle last night?
Nope, just doing a face mask. Beauty is pain, and I know that, you know, a lot of men maybe they cut their faces shaving and things like that. So it's not just for, you know, your typical white woman. It's like burning your hair. But we asked this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. When did self-care or beauty become hazardous?
Jim from Santa Rosa said, when making the wrong comment on a woman's self-care or beauty.
Becky from Robert Park says, ouch, did that too, Amber, on both earlobes on the same morning.
Ooh, both of them, that's a million times worse.
Right.
And Gina from Petaluma said, middle school during the 80s, many burns on my forehead and ears.
Yikes.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
what is the furthest that you've driven for a really good deal or something you really wanted? We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929.
Delma from Petaluma says, L.A. for a unicorn milkshake.
Dang, that is a trek. Taylor from Santa Rosa said, when we were going to buy a house, we couldn't find anything in our budget, so we hired a big rig to deliver a home from Arizona.
Wow, all the way from Arizona, huh?
Yeah, gotta respect those truck drivers that are hauling those things. That's tough.
Landon from Sebastopol says, one time I drove to Oakland to find the perfect engagement ring. Now we are happily married for 4 years, and I made the right choice.
That's sweet. Good. I mean, that's a trek.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot better than what I think I'm doing. So I'm a little bit addicted right now to Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that, like Craigslist and all that stuff, because I keep finding all these crazy good deals on stuff, and I'm addicted to it for the thrill of it. And
really?
Here's the thing. Yeah. And I'm about to buy a TV, but here's the thing. It's all the way in San Jose. Which San Jose is like 100 miles away from here.
I mean, okay, wait. Do you need the TV?
Yeah, the one in my bedroom is broken.
Okay.
It's busted.
Didn't you say you kind of got like a little addicted to like gambling and betting on stuff?
Yeah.
Is it the same thrill? Because I'm concerned.
I think so. I have a very addictive personality. By the way, the gambling and betting and stuff,
it's
I'm good on
thing.
That.
Right,
it's
right,
not
right.
a thing anymore.
It's not a thing.
Yeah,
but...
But, yeah, I have a very addictive personality, and I almost get a thrill out of it. I'm like, I can save $150 on this TV. Oh, my God. I'm going to drive to San Jose.
That's not, like, the worst thing you could be addicted to. But if you just keep buying stuff, I could see how you could be worried.
Yeah. Do you think it's worth the trek to San Jose? Because it's about 100 miles each direction. It's going to be, like, a 4-hour trip to save maybe $150 to $200.
How much gas do you think you'd spend?
I don't know.
Because that's something you need to factor in.
Do you think I should do it, or do you think I'm just being a little wild?
I personally don't think it's worth it.
No?
But I could be wrong.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner On Demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.